Blog Talk Radio.
The problem of the 20th century is the question of the color line between the lighter and darker races of mankind.
You have heard so much about him, but in a few minutes you're going to hear from him.
Washed, re-educated, until the government deems them fit for circulation back into society.
There's something you have to get through your mind and keep it.
You are listening to Professor Griff on Sirius Minds Radio.
I understand the games and the tricks.
Nothing that ever came from the European mind was meant to do anything but facilitate European domination of the world.
The show that addresses the complex issues today affecting the human family from the solution-think approach that tackles confusing and complex issues through the hip-hop lens, hosted by none other than Professor Griff, the co-founding member of the legendary hip-hop group Public Enemy. This show is Real Talk that is serious for your mind radio.
That being said, are you out of your freaking mind?
Join us here at Sirius Minds Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. every week. Or log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sirius Minds. Or you can call and listen in 347-633-9644. Sirius Minds for Sirius Minds. Seriously.
You are listening to Professor Griff on Sirius Minds Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sirius Minds. The call-in number is 347-633-9644. We will be right back.
We don't have anything to be ashamed of.
These Negroes aren't asking for no nation. They're trying to crawl back on the plantation. A revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise.
Somebody pull a line.
Alert. This is not a test. This is an emergency. This is not a test. This is an official emergency announcement from your local broadcast station. A government-issued state of martial law is in effect. You are to stay in your home. All local, national, and international travel is hereby suspended. Any person found on the streets with melanin will be detained indefinitely. Again, this is an emergency.
I am tired of this. I am not passing. I am black. You hear me, man? You understand, I am black. I'm a nigga, you understand me? I was born black, I live black, and I'm gonna die probably because I'm black. Because some cracker that knows I'm black better than you, nigga, is probably gonna put a bullet in the back of my head.
Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate? You should ask who yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you.
There's a lot of problems in taking that shit. You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth. You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You can ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education.
Why you wanna kill God? Now why you wanna
kill God? So let me introduce the some, reintroduce the others, and allow those of you that are out there to get acquainted with my brother and friend, Brother Professor Griff, as we welcome him Brother Griff, are you there? I'll make sure we get him up. So stay tuned, family. Obviously got my brother disconnected. We're going to go to break, come back in, and make sure that we get our brother up so that we have him up with us, because we're not going to have the problems that we had before. So in the meantime, in between time, listen to this message, get my brother up, and we're coming right back in with the professor.
You're listening to Serious Minds Radio with your host, Professor Griff of Public Enemy. Serious Minds for Serious Times. Seriously.
My dear, 267 Block Talk, John J. Dad. Somebody can give you all a full explanation on, you know, some of those brothers be getting all conspiratorial. Like, yeah, bro, you actually came on the 8-19, so 8 plus 1 is 9, plus 9 is 18, and you know you can put 3 sixes into 18 and blah, blah, blah. Nah, man, this is check that goddamn, what's the name, man? Busboy and Poets taking a goddamn time. I'm like, look, lady, I got a show to do, so could you please hurry the hell up?
Sir, we're possibly making your veggie burger, but we're having a problem with... I'm like, look, I'm not trying to yell. Can I just get the damn thing and go?
But anyway, hit me up, 678-557-2919. Let me know y'all actually hear my voice. Can y'all do that, please? All right, so I'm waiting on a text to go ahead because I could be talking to myself. I'm not sure. I'm seeing stuff registering up on the screen. But, yeah, all right. All right, you clear. B-son, I hear you. Lucretia from the ghetto, she said, all right, cool. All right, making things happen. All right, so I'm actually on. Thank you very much, and thanks to Blog Talk Radio for cutting me off 3 times. But it's all right, cool. I got to play some backing music because my voice is sounding like Flavor Flav. Hold up, y'all. Talk about this tonight, but dead going like a not to do this. Goddamn routine, lady. This is the fifth time I'm logging in. We know the routine. Right. Thank you very much. Like I was saying, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. You met a fat dude on Wizard of Oz? Yeah, pay no attention to him. I'm serious. Alright, brothers and sisters, this is ugly. I have a screen, but half of it is showing up. I was going to blow off the whole conspiratorial thing a few minutes ago. But right when I was saying that the screen went blank, stuff shut on Blog Talk for the fifth time. I have no... Right? Ain't that something? So, yep. Look, come here, man. Seriously, I have a screen. None of the stuff is there. It's gone. Time, my friend. I don't know. You fuck around. I'm serious, man. Nothing won't play. Thanks, Blog Talk. All right, I'm going to have Najla. Najla, if you're listening, could you please call the Blog Talk people and tell them shit is not working? Your voice is choppy. I know that. Sunshine for you. I'm going to refresh and let's see what happens. If it knocks me off, it just knocks me off. If not, we good. All right. In the meantime, between time, we're going to do it something like this.
He was the person that Proctor was willing to help. Since Proctor is the one who was picked to replace Martin King, But Jesse is the one he trained. If you had spent all this time on putting him in place and you ain't got nobody else around Martin, now Andy was supposed to be shot with Martin, but Andy wasn't on the balcony, he was on the floor, so he didn't get it. Ralph was inside, so he didn't get it. Key point, if you spent all that time and Martin's about to say you are an agent, do you understand that you got to press go on the assassination? Because now Martin is so continuously condemning you, you got wiretaps everywhere. And we know what he said about Jesse in front of everybody, but who knows what he said when it was just him and Ralph? How much more severe was his accusations? Such that if you didn't kill Martin, of white limitations don't run out on murder. Okay. Let's let this run, and then we're going to go back and look at it again in straight speed. Look at.
He's won a few times.
Why, look at Jesse. Martin still won't acknowledge him.
Usually when he finished the speech, he was covered.
Yes, go back. Now, I ask you, when you look at it, is that Jesus or Judas? Jesus or Judas?
Time, but I saw him visibly shaking himself.
Nobody would touch him.
He was caught up in it. But
yes, let it run.
He was caught up as he was that night.
Now we're on the day of.
How he spent the day.
Now Jesse done went and told them, look, you better move now.
Reteaching, not violence.
I'm running out of time. This is the Last Supper.
Making sure that everybody was focused. I spent the day in court and convinced the judge that we could put together a nonviolent demonstration. When I came back to the motel, he said, where have you been? I've been looking for you all day long. And he picked up the pillow off the bed and he threw it at me. I was trying to explain to him that I'd been in court. And he said, don't you know you're supposed to call me? You need to let me know what's going on. I said, look, I was on the stand most of the day. And he was just feeling good. And every time I'd offer an excuse, he'd pick up another pillow and throw it at me. So after a little while, I just started paying him back. And everybody sort of picked up pillows, and we had just a very childish pillow fight. And then the man said, look, he always liked to eat the catfish at the little rainbow dam. And then later, I said about the platter.
Break up trying to tell that story.
Dinner was to be served at my home at 6 o'clock. I went to the room.
They brought him on the balcony at 3:06?
I said, oh.
He was shot with a 30-06.
He said, oh, no, I called the house and dinner is not until 6, so we are in no hurry. I said, oh, my goodness. But by doing that, it gave me the wonderful privilege of spending the last hour of his life in room 306. He and Ralph Abernathy and myself. Then he and I were on the balcony. Ralph was still inside. And he was greeting people he had not seen.
I was in the parking lot. And we were suggesting that it was cool. And maybe he ought to go back and take a top coat with him. Just in case.
I heard him above me.
And my man, Hosea.
And we had a limousine. I could touch the limousine. It had been loaned to us by one of the local funeral homes. And I heard a voice, the guy who was driving the limousine. He said, Dr. King. Dr. King said, yes, Joe. He said, although the car is old, it's chilly. I recommend you get your coat. And the last word he said in this world, okay, Joe, get my coat. And all of a sudden, pow! Stop. Oh, stop. Go back. Key point. Let's go back. There's the maid right there we were looking for. There's the cart. Oh. Okay, let's freeze it at the highest point where Jesse's back is in the pit. Right there, stop. There we go. There's Jesse Jackson. There's the maid. There's the cart. There's the white boy, Lau, L-A-U-E, head of the community strike, a member of the Community Relations Service of the Justice Department, which spies on racial tension. His boss was Roger Wilkins, the nephew of Roy Wilkins. There's Muriel McCullough, the FBI, CIA, Memphis Police Department informant, who now works for the CIA. There's Martin King laying there with the towel over his face. Brother, I appreciate this point. This really helped out a lot. There's Ralph. There's Andy. Now, why is Jesse running up this way when everybody else came up that stairway and went that way? Because he had to make sure that room 316 and 317 didn't have no remnant of invader running out of it. Remember, he had just, see, that could have been the invaders running down that ramp right there. And when those people start that phony pointing, maybe the invaders might have went, no, no, down there. You understand? Because the invaders had what? Okay. Now, there's the maid. There's the cart. You see that cart? There are the wheels. You understand? At 6 o'clock, you ain't changing no beds and no motel? Check. Okay, let's let it run. There's a good a shot of McCullough. There's Martin with the towel over his face. There's Martin again.
I looked up and didn't see him on the balcony, except that I saw his shoes sticking out the end of the balcony. All of the police, instead of going to where the shot came from, they were all coming to see what happened. So the picture on the balcony was us trying to say it came from over there.
Stop. Stop. There we go. That's good. There's that phony point. There's Jesse's head right there, making sure that he ran up there and gave a phony pointing. Now, here's the problem with the people pointing. All of the people pointing were this way, looking up to Martin. The shots came from behind them, whether from the bushes or from the rooming house, it was behind them. Not one single person said they turned around and saw somebody or at the rooming house. Those that even saw anybody, Solomon Jones, Earl Caldwell, New York, saw somebody moving in the bushes. Check? So how is it that those with their back turns suddenly become so definitive on something they didn't even see? You understand? It's not logical that their primary sources for a focus. Okay, we can turn the lights down. It was a script. Right. So, and Andy's recanted his false pointing.
And covered him from his neck down. Someone had a towel put to it. Blood was just everywhere. I went out in that yard and I started walking. And all...
Now listen how mad he was.
All the hatred in my life, which was a lot of hatred, came up in me. I went to reach into the air and take molecules, protons, electrons, and make me a gun and kill me some white people. Because I thought those white people...
That's my man.
They came running close there. And I just thought, God is going to kill. I want to kill. I'd have died to kill. And I started thinking, hey, you can do that. But you will not do it.
Okay, now watch this. After so much pressure being put on Jesse Jackson, Tim Russell to Meet the Press puts Jesse on April 5th, 1998, and takes him right back to that moment we just looked at. And who did Martin say speak for him that night? Who? Okay, listen to this. Turn it up.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. A long life, longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up the mountain.
Check 1-2-1-2-1-2. This is Professor Griffin. I'm Black here on Serious Minds Radio. And It was very critical. Steve Coakley breaking down at a lecture, breaking down the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. And letting us know what we have always have kind of figured out since the evidence was put before us by Steve Coakley and Corey Johnson and a slew of other people, Dick Gregory, and a slew of other people, that Jesse Jackson has Dr. Martin Luther King's blood on his hands because he took part in the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. Some people just, you know, they really just don't want to wrap their brains around that, and that's kind of critical, man. You understand what I'm saying? So, but Steve Coakley, being the master researcher that he is, and Steve Coakley, and he just kind of let us know to constantly just name the names, connect the dots. You understand what I'm saying? As he taught us those valuable lessons, I first kind of met Steve Coakley. He was dealing with the New World Order and these secret societies, and he was coming in and out of town, and I met Steve during the early Public Enemy days, man, when that drama went down. Steve kind of took me under his wing, taught me some things, definitely gave me some valuable tools on how to research. If anybody is sitting at a computer right now, just go to YouTube and Google Steve Coakley, and you can watch anything that Steve laid out. Steve would do a lecture, I mean, a couple of times. I sat at a lecture with Steve, man. You had to bring a blanket, pillow, a damn lunch, breakfast, and some other stuff, man. Because Steve, I had you up there for a long, long time. But nonetheless, I've actually watched Steve Coakley come into a city with no lecture prepared, but stop by the newsstand and pick up about 5 to 10 papers. And by the time he got to the school or to the lecture hall, the lecture was already prepared. He was just a master researcher and a master teacher in that kind of way. We don't have time to dive into the whole early years of Steve Coakley. We could probably do that next week when we do part two to dive into Steve Coakley's personal life, some of the struggles, some of the challenges, and some of the things that Steve was dealing with, as we all deal with on a daily basis. The specials and getting the bills out of the way. I'll be right back.
Hey, DF Dub, get ready, it's about to go down. Shankofa Global proudly presents Shankofa Talk at the Frederick Douglass Center, Saturday, April 23rd. And this was open to the entire public. On the panel,
turn up the radio,
Professor Griff. You know I'm from the legendary hip-hop Public Enemy. It's the Black Unified God Theory. Dr. Wamula Baruti, founder of Okobin House. James Small, Pan-Africanist, activist scholar, and CEO of the Sana Lodge. Also rapper, recording producer, actor, activist, David Banner. Bringing the Black Experience. And this was all hosted by Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
Oh, Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
Saturday, April 23rd at 3 p.m. The Frederick Douglass Center, 616 West Keith Boulevard in Dallas. Food will also be available. Go online now, www.sankofaglobal.com, or call 469-297-6404. It's the Sankofa Talk.
The House of Groove, bringing you raw and uncut New Orleans flavor with original music created right in front of your eyes. This week, check out Fat Word and the Abney Effects, led by master musician Mario Abney, plus DJ Kelly Fresh on the ones and twos. This is an exclusive invite-only House of Groove, so if you want to get in there, contact 504-253-9365, and no matter where you are in the world, make sure you tune in to that live stream at theabneyeffects.net.
All Them DVDs has got you covered for your DVD needs. History, Pan-Africanism, religion, metaphysics, health, astrology, economics, and more. AllThemDVDs.com has over 7,000 titles. If you don't have it, we'll get it. Go to AllThemDVDs.com now for discounts. That's AllDemDVDs.com, or call 267-257-3270. Yes, All Them DVDs. Remember, AllThemDVDs.com.
Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. Wear your pride on your chest with Foxy's unique limited edition apparel for men, women, and kids. Check them out at myfoxy.com. That's myfoxy.com. At Foxy, they even have a variety of art, pillows, and more at myfoxy.com. Use coupon code MMBTRS14 and get 10% off your order. Get Foxy.
So, we love our skin. It's our standard of beauty and the first thing that anyone notices when they meet us. But did you also know that the skin is the largest organ in the human body and that what we rub into our skin affects our general health and well-being? My name is Gina, and I created Naturals by Gina B because I wanted a better solution to the ineffective watery chemical lotions on the market. Naturals by Gina B is a line of products that are comprised of rich butters and oils that are emollient and free of parabens and artificial ingredients that are ultimately harmful to the skin. My body balms and scrubs are perfect for exfoliating and transforming you from dry and ashy to soft and healthy, the way nature intended. Visit me at naturalsbygenab.com for beautiful skin.
Serious Minds Radio is the platform that addresses the complex issues of today affecting the human family. Your support is needed to help bring this solution think approach to our people through the tireless hours of work, research, and planning week after week. Your donations will allow Serious Minds Radio to continue our efforts of keeping creative thinking alive and the program informative while raising the consciousness level of our people. If you would like to support our efforts, please email us at seriousmindsinfo@gmail.com. That's SIRIUSMINDZ info@gmail.com. Your support and donations are seriously appreciated by Serious Minds Radio. Serious Minds Radio is brought to you thanks to the sponsorship of Like Minds Like Mine. Like Minds Like Mine is proud to be a sponsor of Serious Minds Radio, the show that addresses the complex issues today affecting the human family from the solution think approach that tackles confusing and complex issues through the hip-hop lens, hosted by none other than Professor Griff, the co-founding member of the legendary hip-hop group Public Enemy. This show is real talk that is serious for your mind radio.
Rap came from us. It started in the South Bronx. It started with conscious rappers. So to my brothers and sisters who are rappers, see, you're part of a scheme, but you don't realize you are an unwitting collaborator in a scheme that is to destroy you and your future.
Let's be very clear, I ain't here to drink beer, smoke weed, shoot the breeze and break bread with you. I'm only here to resurrect the living dead with you. Thought it was some kind of a game, I'm not playing with you. I got the Moorish warlords with Moroccan sharp swords, Ethiopians with white face camouflage, already disciplined and ready for that sabotage. You listen to Minaj? Word? You should kill yourself and everybody that you came with. Arrangements out of jurisdiction, no arraignment. My name gets mentioned through the ethers, through high frequency speakers. Certified 45, get in line. Make this revolution rap your favorite pastime. Make listening to Coon Tune your very last time. Last time he was CO and now he's gangstified. Pushing keys, catching bodies, man, somebody lied. I'd rather listen to that guy noise, levitate with fly boys, organize an army, bang dead press. Understand I'm not a missionary, just a devil's adversary. Extraordinary, compliment the feds. And most listening are subject to conditioning. They need a hook, something snappy just to pull them in. I truly sympathize, I hope this pretty singing satisfies. Now should we get back to business then? Separating gods from the nigger men, separating chicken heads from the heroines. They tell me constantly that I should change my content. You're just too conscious, maybe you should narrow in. Rhyme more about that street life heroin. Make it amplify, glorify the hell you're in. But where the hell you been? Clearly you don't know me then. Spit flame, ethanol, Jada Pinkett set it off. I gang bang on opposition till his head is off. His arm, leg, leg, arm nailed to a cross. You're not a mob boss, Florentini Machiavelli. Closest you are to Italian is sauce and spaghetti. The flow is deadly, hip-hop jihad medley. They could tell I was a rebel the moment they met me. Gotta respect me, the 85 is wanting sex me. Occupied by the five till I let them sweat me. You can bet me, Phoenix if they try to dead me. And the Republic of Gorillas is ready to wreck me. I pull verses from my screen for the have-nots who seem caught between the rocks and the hard spots. And most listening are subject to conditioning. They need a hook, something snappy just to pull them in.
I truly sympathize. I hope this pretty singing satisfies. Now should we get back to business then? I'm not the only one can tell that something's going on. We hustle harder every day and barely holding on. These big banks getting breaks that we'll be gully on. And they'll freeze your assets, keep your scullies on. The same Babylon upgraded red bottom. And he was about that revolution till the feds got him. My man Scott got 3 to 5 for a bag of weed. But be a priest and rape boys, walk scot-free. I bet you thinking that I'm kidding cause I'm throwing stones. It isn't me, it's ancient maces in my chromosomes. Impatient ancestors raging through my ribosomes. See scrolls translated through a microphone. The freedom banger, hanger, Margaret Sanger. Planned Parenthood in every hood would like to thank her. Bankers, Rockefeller, Bilderberg, Unicom, DuPont, IBM, UNICEF, and Viacom. My verbal firearm annihilate the infrastructure. Comedic lexicon, cause I don't speak the tongue of suckers. I born degrees of the royal pedigrees and leave a mean 16 in my afterbirth. Still, most listening are subject to conditioning. They need a hook, something snappy just to pull them in. Jess West, not Ruby Sela.
Check 1 2 1 2. Check 1 2 1 2. We'll be jamming it in the studio. My son, I will be saying, I'm definitely putting it down, make it happen. All right. Black talking about a good spell over there.
Yeah.
Talk, but talking about Steve and talk about what they play the next week along with some of the other personal things we went through. But today we just give the people an idea of who Steve Oakley is. Like being Ed.
Bishop comes as a faithful warning in these last days to let black folks know you ain't got much time. And I appreciate him, and you know, and I know when Bishop steps out there, his life is on the line. Because I've seen when we were sitting at that table, and when them all them special police and ATF, they shut that hotel in front of that hotel down, you would have thought that Osama bin Laden was in the hotel. And I never forget the look on Bishop's face while they was questioning. Bishop can't eat. And he didn't even look up until he got ready to look up. And he looked up and he looked at him like that. And I said, man, that was a lot of class and a lot of style. And he was sitting there talking crazy. Bishop never looked up. He just kept on eating what he was eating. And then he said, yeah, man, I help. And then what they did, they really brought attention to us. So everybody in the hotel that was around the hotel and in that restaurant, they started coming up. Who you guys? You know, what y'all doing here? And so, I mean, it was, that trip was, it was a trip. I mean, it was. And, I'm always, you know, Brother Kublai, he's another warrior, you know, in the movement. And it's just some brothers in town that refuse to sell out. I mean, and so we there, like I said, y'all should be proud to have a pastor like this. My mother belongs to the CME Church over there on 9th and Low. She was telling me about Bishop about 10 years ago. And she's like, he did some kind of mentor program at her church. And he's like, you need to come here. You need to get out there. You know, when she showed me, you know, his bio, I said, this is like all these other preachers. Little did I know that I would meet him face to face later on. And so, but like I said, I'm glad to be here. I'm
glad that you're glad you're here. One, two, and on Blackness, Professor Greg, Serious Minds Radio. Long Talk is not letting us do the things that we need to do here in the asylum.
Use the herd, sex, change, fame, generalized blur, stock market. About to crash, price of a sex, cash. Count the street, but can't find a job. I have no choice but to steal and rob. People build you up just to tear you down. Suicidal thoughts when no one's around. I got so much trouble on my mind. Y'all better listen this time. Y'all fuck with us, even when I do right. I'm about to rust like pressure to a pipe. Pressure! Pressure! Cops and BS brains, search one, I'm under pressure. Tighten up this dress, set me up. Tattoo and cuts, unwet me up. Suck and dodge, I'm under pressure. Dealing with the pressure, trying to deal with the pain. Lose my mind, I'm trying to stay sane. Life's a game, don't get caught. Trying to maintain, but I'm coming up short. Government wise guys, I try to avoid. Think I'm on a list, y'all think I'm paranoid. How will I go? What's my face? 45, 9 minutes, or sub 38. I got so much trouble on my mind. Y'all better listen this time. Y'all fuck with us, even when I do right. But I'm about to bust like pressure to a pipe. Pressure.
All right, cheers, we're back. Professor Griffey on Smart Radio. And, yeah. All right, bloke, look. We're knocked off, and, let's see what happens. All right. So, never goddamn show. We're going once a goddamn week. Y'all paid all this goddamn money. Some old bullshit, man. It's great ATL, man. Damn, next show, man. Call my goddamn show soon. Little shout out. Goddamn, folks. She could. The other thing goes. I need to call my goddamn show. Log in, goddamn, 3, 6, 7, 8 times. I'm just saying, man. Look at the goddamn screen right here. Ain't in the goddamn screen. No goddamn studio. My hand went on work. This some bullshit. Record my goddamn show straight to the goddamn goddamn projects, my nigga. I don't know if y'all can hear me, but this bullshit is some bullshit, my nigga. I don't got this goddamn law in 3 goddamn times. All them goddamn chicken wine. Yo, what bubble number down there at J.J. Real Shot, y'all? Yo, got that known? That's spray speed down, my nigga. It's a goddamn bob. This some bullshit. Damn, y'all. This, look at him. I don't know. Ain't no, look. Ain't shit coming up. Damn, folks. I try to do what the hell I can do. We ain't going to fuck with you, goddamn cracker. We got to change this for real. Wow, just fucked up. Shit, my God. What a blackness here. Right. Try to do a goddamn shit. Right. You know, these blacks want to go to the movies. Yeah.